Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise Rodriguez, we know that you are the extension agent here in El Paso and that all the master gardeners here in the region are sort of under your umbrella. And sort of maybe give us sort of a brief description of your supervision of the master gardeners.
Of course, as a county extension agent, that's exactly what I do. My entire responsibilities are throughout El Paso County. So that's 800,000 people and counting, and it's just one of me. And gardening and horticulture is a very important topic and a very popular topic. And we get a lot of requests for speaking engagements, talks, and educational units. And there's just no way that we'll be able to kind of meet all of those commitments if I didn't have a group of volunteers. You all know them as the Master Gardeners. They're Texas Master Gardeners. And what they do is they go through an intense training to be able to have a certification, to be able to be educators in their own community. One important thing to remember is that these master gardeners, they get a crash course of all different subject matters within the diverse subject of horticulture. And then along the way, they kind of find some kind of niche that they like to work on. And for their recertification program, they kind of focus in on one particular area of horticulture. So that's why we have a lot of activities for master gardeners all spread out through the county. And the important thing about that is when you find that match of a master gardener coupled with a passion that they like to do, and when it all comes together, that's really what that benefit is giving back to the community.
And here in the studio, we do have one of your master gardeners. It's Marianela Milner. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Before we get into maybe what your specialty is, what interested you first in becoming a master gardener?
Well, I had retired, and so I was kind of looking for some volunteer work to do, and I found information about the El Paso Master Gardeners in the newspaper. The upcoming class was taking applicants, so I thought, well, hey, that sounds like something I would like to do. So I decided to join because I had done some gardening at home. My dad used to work for the U.S. Department of Agriculture here locally, and so I had grown up in an agricultural family, and I wanted to learn more.
And so how long have you been a master gardener now?
2 years.
But you've already found your niche. So Denise was saying that a lot of master gardeners tend to sort of find their passion. And you, I understand, are the co-chair of the Escarate Vegetable Garden, which leads me to assume you are a vegetable specialist.
Yes, I recently became certified as a vegetable specialist.
Had you always been growing vegetables when you were growing up, for example?
Well, I saw my dad, again, being an Aggie, my dad, we always had a vegetable garden. So I would, you know, kind of watch what he was doing, and more than anything, would cook what he grew, helping my mother cook the vegetables. So yeah, I had interest, and again, as I have matured and kind of found my place in life as a retired individual, I have been drawn more to the vegetable garden.
And Denise, this vegetable garden at Escarate, it's a relatively recent outgrowth of the Texas AgriLife extension system?
Yes, exactly. We started the Escarate Vegetable Garden through a grant through the local Paso del Norte Health Foundation. And what we did is we have envisioned this area to be a garden resource center for all things vegetables in our local community. So there's not that one centralized hub in the city where community members can go and visit and learn and walk through and have, you know, classes and workshops any other place in the county where all of those things come together. That's really important because we have so many different people that come out to the garden that are novice gardeners, that are experienced gardeners, that people that want to start community gardens. There's a really large national trend going on, and El Paso is very in the midst of that as well. And this place really serves that purpose. Also, the one really important thing about the garden itself is it is configured exactly like a community garden would be. They have individual plots, and they have individual irrigation systems to those raised beds. But the important thing to remember is that that is a master gardener-led program. So all of our best management practices that we talk about through our educational talks, through our printed materials, through our answering questions on the hotline, all of that is proof. Everything's all come together and you can see it. you can look at it, and it really all comes together.
It's all really tangible.
Exactly. And that's really important for people to see, because you can't read a book and figure, how am I going to formulate a community garden? And this one is not, it's not the rubber stamp. I don't want people to take that away, that this is the way it has to be for anyone that wants to do a community garden. No, this is one model. And you take that back to your location and you configure it to meet your needs as an individual community garden. But at least it's a model. People have maybe an abstract thought about it, or, you know, when you're out searching the internet and you start seeing things, well, let's look at things that were purchased locally, that are maintained locally, and let's see how that's going to work in our area and our climate also, because we have a very different climate, and maybe our building materials are going to be a little bit different, readily available than those maybe back east.
So, Marianela, what is it that you do exactly at the vegetable garden?
We have a spring and summer garden and also a fall winter garden. We also have some compost bins out there where we produce compost, asking people to donate shredded newspapers, dry leaves, eggshells, coffee grounds. And we put together, we're working on compost. We also have 16 cinder block raised beds. We have 8 wooden square foot gardening raised beds. And we also have some herbs that we grow in containers.
So right now it's winter time. So what do you have at the garden now?
Okay. Our winter garden, we have growing currently some broccoli, some cabbage, Brussels sprouts, Swiss chard, kale, some carrots are in there, and garlic.
And what happens with all that produce once it's time to harvest?
Well, what we like the most about the garden is that 100% of the produce coming out of that garden is being donated to the El Pasoans Fighting Hunger Food Bank. And last year, we're very proud to say that we donated over 1,000 pounds of produce to this food bank.
Wow.
That's fresh produce going exactly directly to people that need those fresh vegetables. So that's a really great component to that program that just speaks volume for the capacity of these master gardeners to not only donate their time for the horticulture program through AgriLife Extension, but really essentially give that back directly to people in need.
So this vegetable garden that you have at Escarate, how does that differ from the – I know you guys have test gardens at the Extension Center there on the far east side of town.
Yeah, definitely. That garden is housed at the A&M AgriLife Research Center. And that's really, I guess, if you kind of look at it, the back part of the garden where we do some trials and we do some tests and we collaborate with specialists back in College Station to be able to, you know, fine-tune all of these techniques and what grows best in El Paso. And the different thing about that is that Escarate, everything out there has been tried, proven, and shown. So that's really where that demonstration component comes into that garden. So everything that's out there is positioned in the right place. There's in the right location. It's planted at the right time. And the techniques to be able to maintain and harvest the crop has all been worked out. And that's really how we are able to use that as a teaching tool.
So how do you actively reach out to the public to inform them that, hey, there's a community garden here, there's a vegetable garden. If you guys want to learn how to do this, how do you actively reach out to these people?
We do that through a series of educational events, using a lot of different types of technology, mass media to be able to get there. I think what we're doing best is really having more and more educational events out at the garden itself to be able to have that hands-on component for any kind of gardening or workshop. One thing to remember is that it's great to learn and to read through a lecture portion, but it's another thing to have the capabilities to walk through a garden and to be able to see exactly what's talking about, even when you're scouting for insects and looking at that and identifying that. That really resonates in people's minds to know what to look for, to troubleshoot, or to know what they're doing wrong or doing good. And this is one of the newest projects that we've absorbed into our program. So, you know, getting that word out and people getting them familiar and saying, hey, guess what? Stop by and visit the garden. You're very more than welcome to walk through during regular county park hours. Or I think you'd actually get more out of it when you go visit the master gardeners during the regular garden days.
So what are the regular garden days?
Yes, we are actually work the garden on Monday and Thursday mornings from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. we do welcome volunteers and not only master gardeners. We do have some young ladies that have been working with us lately. They're from El Paso Community College. It's called the Service Learners Program. And these are young men and women that have to give 20 hours of volunteer time to some community effort. And so we've had maybe about 6 or 7 young ladies that have been joining us lately. And they have invited even their mothers to join us. And they come on those days and have helped us volunteer in the garden. We've also had several people that just kind of go to us, Escalante, and see us working out there. And they've come and said, hey, can we join you all? And we explained that we're a teaching garden. And so they want to come out there with us and learn from us. And that's been exciting.
And this time of the year, I would think there's a lot of maybe potential college students out there looking for some volunteer time. Mm-hmm. I mean, would reaching out to the master gardeners and finding out if there's a way that they can volunteer their time?
Yes, and the best way to be able to do that is through a group setting. If we're able to identify a particular group, whether it's service learning or whatever individual group that they're in, it's much better for the agencies to connect and communicate with each other so that we can, you know, have that understanding of what that garden is. So I do encourage those program coordinators on the education side, if it's something that you're interested in for your students, to contact me, and then we can see how we can set up a schedule or something that we can be able to work together. I think that's really bringing people that otherwise wouldn't think they have an interest in gardening to be able to spark that interest and retain them in the garden, because 7 a.m. is pretty early, especially
yes,
they're going to be excited when the weather warms up. But it is definitely a labor of love to be out there. So anytime we can teach somebody about gardening and horticulture, I mean, we're excited about that. Yes.
So, Marianela, I'm assuming that because, you know, it is wintertime, and maybe when you're there, even when it's the late morning, there aren't maybe that many visitors to Escalante, because usually people like to go outdoors when the weather is warming up. And even though we've had some pretty pleasant days, I'm guessing you probably don't have just passersby going by during this time of the year, maybe more in the spring and the summer.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So do you seem to be approached more, I guess, when the seasons change?
I think in El Paso, you think of gardening more as a summer activity. And so I think we have more traffic in the summer, because in El Paso, we tend to think more of spring planting and extending that time to our summer vegetables. And again, I don't think too many people think of maybe the winter garden and what can be planted out during our fall, which is a beautiful time in El Paso, is the fall, and extending your growing season into the fall and into our winter season.
Well, a lot of our listeners really enjoy planting those vegetable gardens. Mm-hmm. So if they want to learn more, let us know once again when the master gardeners are out there working the garden.
Yes, they're out there on Mondays and Thursday mornings from 7 to 11 a.m.
And you can learn more about the Escalante Vegetable Garden by calling the Texas AgriLife Extension. They're at 860-2515. That's 860-2515. Well, Marianela Milner, we want to thank you so much for joining us, Master Gardener here in El Paso, the co-chair of the Escalante Vegetable Garden. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.